You couldn't call it a surprise, but still, Alaskans were sympathetic as they reacted to Lisa Murkowski's decision to concede her campaign for re-election to a second full term. Robin Phillips of Anchorage attended the senator's concession speech. Phillips is a former volunteer and staffer for Murkowski. She says she looks forward to hearing Murkowski's plans for the future.
I'm bummed. She's one of the best senators I've had. And I'm sad to see this turn of events. But she, she always puts Alaska first. And I think that's why I knew she would be great at whatever she decided to do.
And Susan Fischetti from Eagle River said she sees a lot of people will feel the effects of Murkowski's departure.
It's not only a loss for our state, I think it's a loss for our country, because I really do feel like she was a young woman that really represented all the people, not just certain groups. She has Alaska in her heart, and I know that everything that she and her family did was for the good of our state and never for herself.
Senator Mark Begich said in a prepared statement that Murkowski served Alaskans with energy and grace. He said he was grateful for all the support she has given him over the 2 years they've served together. The Republican Party is welcoming Joe Miller into their camp. Party Chairman Randy Riedrich said he looks forward to working with Miller along with Don Young and Sean Parnell during this year's general election campaign. And Democratic nominee for the Senate Scott McAdams called Senator Murkowski a class act who always put Alaska first. He, along with Begich, said they agreed with Murkowski on the majority of issues affecting Alaska. The Joe Miller campaign put out a press release thanking Murkowski for her service.